You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. The changes in the way we celebrate the holidays this year will be especially challenging for those already struggling with loneliness and isolation. So how can we stay connected from a safe social distance? Dr. Oko Lee Nguyen, a family medicine physician with Optum Healthcare Medical Group in Seal Beach, is here to discuss. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me, Vicki.
Why are social isolation and loneliness serious health issues for people 65 and older and people with severe chronic health conditions?
So it's hard to measure social isolation and loneliness precisely, but there is strong evidence that many older adults that are socially isolated are lonely. In many ways, the risk for their health is higher. So social isolation, it increases a person's risk of premature death from all causes, a risk that may rival from smoking, obesity, and physical inactivity. Social isolation also is associated with 50% increase of risk of dementia. Poor social relationships are also associated with heart disease and stroke, and loneliness is associated with higher rates of depression, anxiety, and suicide. So there's many reasons why we need to prevent social isolation and loneliness in the older population.
And how can we identify those who are most at risk for social isolation and loneliness?
There are signs that you can see if a person are experiencing social isolation. So one may try to avoid social interaction together. They are ashamed that they are depressed and they just don't want to talk about it. So they will try not to talk to any loved ones at all. They spend extended period of time alone in their house, and they don't want to go outside to do anything, and they also may experience social anxiety or fears of abandonment, and they will only have like limited or superficial contact with their loved ones. Say that they don't have a phone conversation, but it's just like, I'm fine, and that's it. They don't talk about what's happening in their lives. They also could develop severe distress and loneliness as well.
So how can we work with family and friends to develop a plan to safely stay in regular touch using technology to bridge this distance?
We are lucky we live in a world where there is technology right now. So it's a lot easier to connect with friends and family. So just getting a call, a text, or a video chat may help someone feel like they are less alone. Virtual family gatherings is a good thing to do, or making a virtual friend meetup or a game night. There, you know, you could do FaceTime, Zoom during the holiday time. Zoom is stopping their 40-minute limit, so then you could spend hours of time on Zoom with your friends and family. Skype, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. There's all sort of online options to talk with your friends and family. And you don't need to be like tech savvy. You could ask a neighbor, a family member to help you set it up if setting up an account is difficult. Also, you want to stay active in the community at home, which may sound kind of difficult, but there are virtual gatherings to help like the homeless shelters, or talking about helping the animal shelters as well. And you want to go on a news diet. Right now, there's a lot of talk about the pandemic. So you want to stay away watching the news on channels as well. And just kind of reach out to your family and friends. Stay in touch. Although it's risky to be in the same household if you're not in the same household as them, you could do window visits and just kind of like say hi to them through their window as a way to have some kind of physical contact.
I'm speaking with Dr. Oko Lee Nguyen, a family medicine physician with Optum Healthcare Medical Group in Seal Beach, about avoiding social isolation during the holidays. Dr. Nguyen, what are some other ideas for staying connected?
For the older population, they could find an activity that you can enjoy or learn something new. We are very lucky we live in California, so the weather is very nice, so just enjoy the outdoors. So kind of get moving. Exercise decreases stress, boosts your mood, and increase your energy. You can volunteer. There are virtual volunteer drives happening right now. You could find some in your local community to help out. And of course, you want to stay in touch with family, friends, and neighbors in person by social distancing, going talking to them 6 feet apart, and you could go online or just by the phone. And also, a lot of people are actually adopting a pet. There are multiple animal shelters in the region, and having a pet is a source of comfort and may also decrease stress and blood pressure.
What should we talk about during these remote interactions with our loved ones?
Right now, there's been a lot of stress and anxiety, and we don't know if it's a there's like it's short term or it's long term. So there's a saying about stress and anxiety. If it lasts a day, it goes away. If it's a problem, not a problem. So ask about their appetite, if they're eating regularly healthy meals, sleeping well, and exercise, if they're doing a little bit exercise or a lot of exercise. So the signs to see if it's time to seek support or, you know, change in appetite, difficult sleeping or inability to get out of bed in the morning, difficult concentrating, so they can't have a full conversation with you, or they seem to be spaced out, or increased alcohol, tobacco, or drug use.
How can we handle the sadness and disappointment of missing out on holiday traditions and gatherings during COVID-19?
So to stop the loneliness, there are virtual gatherings that you can do. So instead of having a household with everybody there, some people could be there virtually. So just have like someone on a computer laptop while everyone's gathering, having for dinner. So you could kind of feel like you're there as well.
Where can we find support and resources for an older adult experiencing loneliness and isolation?
An older adult should definitely talk to their primary care provider. That's the number one source because they already have that established relationship. Optum is also offering a free hotline for people to talk to, trained caring professionals who connect callers to local resources 24 hours a day. The number is 866-342-6892. This number is for anybody. It doesn't have to be from Optum, and it is completely free.
Give us that number again, please.
The number is 866-342-6892.
I've been speaking with Dr. Oko Lee Nguyen, a family medicine physician with Optum Healthcare Medical Group in Seal Beach, about avoiding social isolation during the holidays. Dr. Nguyen, is there anything else you want us to know?
Family gatherings are, right now, we have to limit them. So the important thing to do is always try to stay connected. So stay connected, like I talked about technology, and I talked about just talking to the window. But that's just like family gatherings are important, but also just day by day. So calling a loved one, calling an older person, just talking about your day is very important to make sure that they don't have that isolation. Make sure that they are involved in your life, because if they're not involved, they may have, you know, higher risk of death and suicide and sickness from their comorbidities. And you want to stop and make sure that that doesn't happen to them and prevent any kind of issues that they have. So it's important to stay in constant communication. And I just think that, you know, we have a lot of ways to do that, and also to make sure that they stay active. Right now, a lot of older adults do feel like they're bored. There's nothing to do. But there are, you know, multiple activities that they can do, and you can discuss what they, you know, with their hobbies and give them a plan on what to do during this time.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy holidays.